HD Smartcast. You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi guys, I am Prasun and I'm back with another episode of
Etc. A podcast
where we talk about everything technology. And this is the one where we take a hot topic
in the industry
and clear all misconceptions around it. Today, we'll talk about the Personal Data Protection Bill, or PDP, as many of you may have heard. The bill is similar to the European GDPR in some respects, but there are some salient points that make it relevant to India. First, what you need to know is that the first draft of the bill was proposed in 2018 by something called the Sri Krishna Committee. And the new bill makes some changes to the recommendation that were made there. Second, your personal data in this bill has been broken into two different types. There's sensitive data and there's critical data. So sensitive data is basically things like your transgender status, your sexual orientation, your biometric information, and really sensitive data about you. The critical data is actually open-ended, so the government can define something as critical data. And neither of this can directly leave the country. But in the case of sensitive data, the government may allow somebody to take the data outside the country and process it there. But a copy has to be maintained here. And critical data always have to remain here. But in the case of sensitive data, the government may allow somebody to process it outside the country. But a copy will always remain in India. And critical data remains in India, period. So now that you know what kinds of data are here, and that brings us to data localization, which is something the government requires companies to do, which basically means data about users in India, companies in India, remains in India and does not go abroad. The Sri Krishna Committee required literally a copy of all data to be kept in India. The new bill does not. So why does data localization matter to you? It's simple. It's because when data goes outside the country, that means it is open to foreign surveillance. That, of course, makes the country weaker and poses issues for both you and the government. But while that pertains to companies, there are some great things in this bill for you. For example, right to erasure, which means that if you leave a platform like, say, Facebook or Twitter, you have the right to tell that platform to remove all the data it has on you. That means that the platform can't show it publicly. However, Facebook does track you through other websites and things like that. That is not covered under right to erasure. So the bill is actually really consent-based, meaning that companies and authorities cannot access your data without proper consent. But the biggest problem with this bill is that it is very weak on surveillance. Yes, that means government surveillance. It gives the government the right to ask companies for anonymized data. It gives the government the right to exempt any government agency from provisions in the law, which basically means that the government can do anything they want with your data. And that, of course, is not right. So, to sum it up, the PDP is good in the sense that it makes everything consent-based. It's very strict on companies, but it's really bad in the sense that it gives government a lot of power over your data. And that's it for today. What did you think of the PDP bill? It hasn't been made into an act yet. It has gone to a joint committee. So let us know. Write to us at podcasts@hindustantimes.com or you can reach me on Twitter and Instagram at Undertecher. That's UNDERTECHER. Talk to you next time. Bye.
This was a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.